From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program with a live recording from September of 1952, recorded at Carnegie Hall in New York City. It's the Gene Krupa Trio. Gene Krupa, of course, on drums, Willie Smith on alto sax, and Hank Jones on piano. This is from the album The Drum Battle at JATP. JATP stands for Jazz at the Philharmonic, a series of live concerts put on by producer Norman Granz. And The Drum Battle refers to tracks later in this session where Gene Krupa teams up with another iconic jazz drummer, Buddy Rich, in a larger group setting. But this is the Krupa Trio performing Idaho.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music from guitarist Mike Stern. Mike is best known for his contributions to electric jazz fusion, and you could call that borderline fusion, I guess, his rendition of There Is No Greater Love, with Jay Anderson on bass and Al Foster on drums from a 1992 Atlantic release called Standards and Other Songs. Before that, the duo of Kenny Barron on piano and Regina Carter violin. It's just the two of them for the entire date. Sessions recorded in December of 2000 for release in 2001. The album Free Fall, we heard Shades of Grey. And we began the set and also the show this time around with the Gene Krupa Trio, Idaho, from The Drum Battle at JATP, recorded in 1952. We'll get this set underway with bass player Matt Brewer. He was raised in New Mexico, and this tune is named for a small town in northern New Mexico, in Rio Arriba County. It's from his debut album for the Crisscross label as a leader, the album Mythology, with Mark Turner tenor sax, Steve Lemon soprano, Lege Lund guitar, also Dave Varillas piano, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. Abiquiu. Thank you.
Thank you. all I have to bring today. This and my heart beside. This and my heart and all the fields and all the meadows wide. Be sure you come. Forget someone the sun could tell.
That's one from the Monte Alexander Trio. Monte Alexander, a Jamaican-born pianist, who oftentimes incorporates elements of Caribbean music into his playing. We listen to a track from the album Love Me Tender, sessions recorded in 2010, but not issued until 2014 on the Japanese Venus label, with Hassan Shakur on bass and Willie Jones III on drums. We heard Got to Go. Before that, music from vocalist Suzanne Abuel. Born in Switzerland, she has resided in the Netherlands for many years. We listened to a track from her 2015 release, The Gift, out on ECM Records. She is backed by Mathieu Michel, trumpet and flugelhorn, Wolfert Bredrod, piano and harmonium, and on drums, Olavi Lohivuori. Here, she sets poetry to music. She interprets the work of four poets from the 19th century, Emily Dickinson and Emily Bronte, and from the 20th century, Sarah Tisdale and Wallace Stevens. We heard her interpretation of Emily Dickinson's This and My Heart. And we began the set with Matt Brewer on bass, leading his band through Abiquiu, a small town in northern New Mexico. Look for that on Mythology. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, please do. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And you are tuned to show number 1528. For our final set of the hour, we'll listen to a pair of tracks from the mid-70s. First up, the Charles McPherson Quartet. Charles McPherson on alto sax with Duke Jordan on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Leroy Williams on drums. This is a track from the album Beautiful, a collection of jazz standards. It's Lover. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listening to another duet performance in this hour of the Jazz Scene. Earlier in the program, we listened to the duo of Kenny Barron and Regina Carter, piano and violin. This time, the combination was piano and trumpet. Rather unusual duet combination, but it works quite well in most instances, especially with two legends of jazz hard at work in the recording studio, such as the case with this session. The duo, Oscar Peterson on piano and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet. In 1974, they went into the studio to cut a session for the Pablo label. That was released in 1975, a self-titled release, Oscar Peterson and Dizzy Gillespie. It's just the two of them for the entire date. That album has since been reissued as part of the original Jazz Classics collection on CD. We listen to the opening track, the Duke Ellington Juan Tizol composition, Caravan. Before that, a quartet, sessions also released in 1975, the Charles McPherson Quartet, with Duke Jordan, Sam Jones, and Leroy Williams, respectively. The sessions released on the Xanadu label, the album Beautiful, with an exclamation point at the end. We heard Lover. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this hour of the program. It's hard to believe how fast the time goes when you are enjoying some great jazz. And I certainly hope you enjoyed my selections. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. If you enjoyed the selections, or you'd like to share your feedback in general about the show, maybe submit a comment, question, or request, feel free to reach out by email, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website contains much more info about the jazz scene, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. You can also stream this and previous editions of the show by going to that site. Join me again when you can, won't you, for more of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.